dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. Dare to dream indeed. Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to the Dare to Dream show. We're going to cover a subject we really haven't done before. What perfection? Because it's all about love. Some people hold the dream, the target, and the aim of falling in love, of experiencing the love. Perhaps they've had love and it ended in many different ways. Or perhaps they haven't yet had it, or they have had a taste and been close but not quite, or they feel in their heart that there is more out there and they haven't gotten there yet. But what I know, with the circles I travel in, whether they're colleagues, friends, that there's so many people out there who are looking for love. So we're going to be doing love tonight with the amazing Sue Frederick. And I'm so excited for tonight's show because we're actually going to be doing some on-air readings for people. Let's help people move forward to love. That's what this is all about. And do you all feel it right now? The creation that's in the air, the potency. Can we talk about the potency that is going on right now? I can tell you that there are things that I chose, right at the end of December, and they already happened. They are already happening. They're already in effect. That's how potent it is. And boy, I've been waiting a long time for this. Let me tell you, honey, I've been waiting a really long time for this kind of energy, because I was born like the Harriet Potter. Forget about Harry Potter. Harriet Potter. And I need my wand, and I need to, like, this is my life. This I choose. I'm here for a lot of things and a lot of good, so it's good for me when this speeds up. And I really want to talk to you about love. And we're going to get a little personal, because it's cool if I share a little bit about my journey with you too. It's been an amazing journey and an unexpected journey. I couldn't have predicted it. I have a beautiful quote here for you. It's from Oscar Hammerstein from Sound of Music. And the song, the lyrics go like this: a bell is no bell till you ring it. A song is no song till you sing it. And love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. So, of course, I've had my share of relationships, my share of dating, my share of situations, heartbreaks, and great loves. I was married. I was with somebody for 8.5 years, and it was not a right situation for me for a very long time. It took me a very long time to extricate myself from the situation, and what I did to get myself extricated is I kept working on my inner self and working on it. One day my outer self matched, and I just said, now I'm done. And, you know, this is somebody I still speak to twice a year on birthdays and holidays, and I still wish him the very best. I don't tend to leave relationships with anger or hatred. That's not me. I do tend to work on myself and my stuff, which is the good news. And I hope you'll hear maybe a couple of secrets here. I am not perfect, but I think I've done a couple of things right. And what happened when I left that relationship is, and if you've ever been divorced, you know it's quite an emotional smack and stunner. And you go through an amazing amalgam of feelings. So So be very empathic and compassionate when you know somebody who has. So here I am going through all of this, and the only thing I knew in that period was to put one foot in front of the other, to move forward in my career, to move forward in taking care of myself physically, to do what, of course, I didn't sleep very well, but, you know, I still exercised and ate well and did things like that. Well, I went to a place called the Hollywood Bowl here in Los Angeles, and I went to see a show. I was sitting in a beautiful box seat, and my friend had another guest who was sitting next to me, a very attractive woman and very sort of strange, interesting. And she leaned over. It turns out she was a complete psychic and somebody who's worked with the police department on cold cases and that sort of thing. So she leaned over and said, "Look, I know you've just split from your husband, and I don't want you to worry, because sooner than you can even imagine, you're going to meet somebody. He's going to have dark hair," and she gave me a couple of personal qualities, and she said, "and you're going to be very happy." And I looked at this person and went, okay. Well, I was really not in a place to digest that. However, I was very grateful. And I just let it go and moved on with my life. In October of that year, I took a trip I'd always wanted to take to Italy by myself for 16 days. I went to all these spaces and places I'd always wanted to experience. And everybody said, "You must read Eat, Pray, Love while you're there," because her story is so similar. Divorced woman going to Italy. So that's what I did. I brought the book with me and I was reading it, and it really did bring up a lot of feelings. One day I was on a train and I was making recordings while I was on the train. I had my own little car and I was making these recordings because I thought, shoot, maybe one day I'll make radio shows out of this, which I did. As I was on the train this one day, I'd read a particular chapter which really brought up feelings, and I remember I was deep, deep, deep in the soup of emotion. And from that space of emotion and into the recorder and into the universe, I spoke the words of, "This will never happen again, never. And what my life will look like in the future is, and the man that I'm with will be, and we will have this level of respect and this type of sexuality together and this kind of compatibility and this kind of attraction and this kind of trust and this kind of relationship and this kind of," and I made these demands from my heart of what I wanted to experience. And it was the most, really, it was an amazing moment for me of just freeing, freedom. And I let it all out and I let it all go. When I got back to the United States, I got an email unexpectedly from the same woman I had met at the Hollywood Bowl. We really hadn't been in contact at all, and out of nowhere, she wrote to me and said, "Debbie, I think you should go on Match.com. You will do very well there." I thought, well, considering the status of who this person is, I'll follow up on that. So I put up a picture and an ad, and I believe very strongly in representing exactly what I look like in a picture, and in my verbiage, really saying who I am, because why go through all the bother of meeting someone who thinks I'm not who I am? This is me. So I did that, and boom, next day, got a slew of people, men, and, oh, interesting, fascinating. I wanted to go on dates because I love meeting people. I find them interesting. One picture screamed. And I thought, I don't understand this, but I have to meet this man. We had a series of conversations, of course, email first, then conversations. I made sure all was safe and good. And then we met, sweet that he was. He brought me flowers at our first get-together. And he then asked me out on a second date, and we were going to go to the movies. And when he showed up at my door, he brought a book. It's the little things, people. It's the little things. And what that meant to me was he really listened to me, that I love to read. And he thought about a book that I would love to read and brought me one. And that was so meaningful. And our relationship blossomed. We really took our time. I also really believe in taking your time on a lot of different levels. And that was very good for me, too. And my shows that I had done in Italy that I had recorded in the train started to air, and he would listen to all my radio shows. And one day we were sitting at my place and he said, "Oh my God, listen to what you're saying. You're on a train in Italy and you're saying, this is the man I want to meet. I'm that man. I'm that man you're describing. That's me." And I looked at him in that moment because I'd never made that connection, that when I was in Italy and I said what I did, just out of pure passion and emotion and really great love for myself, that it was already being created. The creation was already starting, and I needed just to wait under a month for the rest to be taken care of. And this is the person I'm still with. It's been 5 1/4 years. We live together. And I would have to say he's the great love for me. Great, great, great love. It was Werner Erhard who said, you don't have to go looking for love when it's where you come from. And isn't it true? When we want love, we give love. When we want compassion, we give compassion. And then it so easily comes to us because it's just a reflection. And I want to tell you that story, and I'm so glad I shared that story, because I want to give you hope that when you stand really in the authenticity of who you are, what you so richly deserve, and how really beautiful and brilliant you are, because you were put here for so much good, that all that brilliance and beauty will come back reflected to you in the eyes of another. François Mauriac said, to love someone is to see a miracle invisible to others. And I have to say I believe that. I don't think love is necessarily what you see on TV, but I do very much believe that sometimes in the intimacy of what goes on between two people through the course of a relationship is something that really only you will ever, ever share. So don't just dare to dream, dare to make your dreams your reality. Well, my guest today is Sue Frederick. This is Sue's second time on the Dare to Dream show. Welcome her back. She's an intuitive, a life coach, a career coach, and she's the author of her new book, I See Your Soulmate. Her previous book was I See Your Dream Job. Sue teaches us to tap into our intuition and to use it to powerfully navigate our lives, whether we're creating our true work or finding our greatest love. She's a professional career counselor, a life coach, and an intuitive since childhood. And Sue draws upon dreams, ancient numerology, powerful intuition, and conversations with spirits, yum, to help you see your soulmate. Author Sue Frederick's work has been featured in the New York Times, CNN.com, Real Simple, Yoga Journal, Natural Health, and Complete Woman magazines. The second book, I See Your Soulmate, has been published by St. Martin's Press. She's been a guest on more than 200 radio shows and numerous TV shows, including Bridging Heaven and Earth. And if you want to learn more, visit her website at www.iseeyoursoulmate.com. iseeyoursoulmate.com. So I know you all know where we're headed with this. Welcome, Sue, to the Dare to Dream show. How are you?
I'm great. And Debbie, it is so wonderful to be back here with you. I just love your energy, love your story you just told.
Thank you.
So fun to be with you.
It's a joy to have you. And when you were last on the Dare to Dream show, you told listeners how to understand the career that they were put here for today in this life. But today's show is dedicated to love, 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 and to your new book, I See Your Soulmate, which, as I shared with Sue before we started, I read in 3 sittings. And it was really compelling. So tell me about the kind of love work you're doing for your clients.
Well, Debbie, like you told in your story, when you were looking for love, you decided first to work on your inner self. And that's the key right there. And that's what I talk about in my book and in my client sessions. We've each come here with a soul purpose, a soul mission. And when our life is off track, out of balance, we're not living to our highest self, then we cannot energetically attract our true soulmate, our great love, because we're out of alignment with our higher self. And so I help people understand how to get in alignment. You, of course, being the beautiful, highly evolved soul that you are, figured that out on your own and started aligning yourself with all of these ideas and spiritual awakenings, and then attracted your amazing new partner, and that really demonstrates how when we have heartbreak, rather than looking around outside of ourselves to try to find somebody to make us happy, first we have to look within, remember who we are, get in alignment with our highest self, and then the universe brings the soulmate to us.
Excellent point, because it is very easy to get caught up in the trappings of heartbreak and in that space feel like, I will never find anyone, this will never get healed, this will never be resolved, when in fact the heartbreak is actually the gift that we get, because there's something that has to be healed so that we can become more whole. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I believe, Debbie, that most of us here don't have just one soulmate agreement. We have several. And all of those broken hearts we've been through, and for example, my first husband died of cancer when I was 29. All of those kinds of broken hearts and turmoil that we go through is all nudging us to wake up and remember who we are, align with our path, get going to do our greatest work, so that finally we'll be able to be attracting that ultimate soulmate, the high quality, high vibration partner that we made an agreement with before this lifetime began.
Absolutely. And your book, I See Your Soulmate, starts off with a warning that I found intriguing. So after the acknowledgments, she's got a warning which reads, everything you've heard from the media, advertisements, dating services, and your friends about finding true love is probably wrong. You won't find that advice here. So talk to me, Sue, about what the wrong information out there is and then what you provide.
Well, for example, most of the time if we have a heartbreak, the first thing we do is start looking at our appearance, right, and saying, well, I've got to lose weight, I've got to change my hair, I have to get a new wardrobe, and then I've got to go out to bars and party. That's all the superficial stuff. And even our culture, our media tells us that that's the thing to do. But the inner work is all we have to worry about, and the outer self will change. And so when we work from that inner place, developing our own intuitive gifts, our own spiritual awareness, however we define that, connecting to our higher self rather than our monkey mind telling us all these negative thoughts, then even our external appearance will begin to shine and change, and our spirit will shine through again. And that, again, is part of attracting that ultimate partner. I think the worst myth we have here that damages women especially is that a partner left you because you weren't pretty enough or physically good enough. That is not the case. It's all about soulmate agreements.
And it's very easy when you're in that soulmate relationship and you look back on what occurred. I can think of somebody in particular who at the time broke my heart. And looking back, I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that I did not.
I agree. In fact, after my husband died, I was looking for love, and I was still very much in pain and grief and still not in my full spiritual evolved place doing my true work. And I fell in love with a man who broke my heart wide open.
Mm-hmm.
He broke my heart so bad that I finally really woke up. But the first thing that happened when he broke my heart was I looked in the mirror and said, oh, well, of course, it's because you don't look this way or that way. And I had to keep working beyond that, and I started meditating and doing spiritual work. And that's finally when I realized, forget it, we're all vibrating on an energetic level here. We all have soulmate agreements that we made before the lifetime began. I need to thank that man who broke my heart because he was obviously kicking me onto my spiritual path. That means he truly loves my soul. He has a soulmate agreement with me to help me remember who I am. I am going to bless him, send him on his way, and get myself in alignment, remember who I am, and I have the greatest soulmate on earth with me now, and we've raised our two kids together.
Yeah, and it's made very clear in the book what some of that journey has been. And what about energy? What does energy have to do with us moving into the relationship that we've always desired?
Well, absolutely everything. As you know, this is an energetic universe. We're always vibrating either at the high end of our energy continuum with love and gratitude and sweetness and humor, or at the low end of our energy continuum where we're feeling pitiful, sorry for ourselves, angry, blameful, all those negative emotions. That, and by the way, we'll always have those negative emotions here in the physical world. We don't need to beat ourselves up about it. It's part of being human. But once we recognize that we're kind of wallowing in that, we can begin to shift our energy up that continuum. And I teach in my book little ways to shift. And everybody is so enlightened these days that everybody understands things like gratitude and ways to shift your energy to a higher frequency. I also am a huge fan of meditation because I believe everybody on the planet should be sitting quietly at least 20 minutes a day, quieting their mind, tapping into their higher self. Again, this shifts the vibration higher. And think of it this way. If your soulmate is out there looking for you because you made an agreement with him that you would find each other before this lifetime began, if he's looking for you and your energy is so low and negative, maybe in pain or grief or anger, he can't find your beacon, so to speak. You're just not pulsing out your strong light, your strong love. And in order to attract him, you have to raise that frequency so that your love is pulsing out to the world as your highest self, your purest divine self. Then he can find you. And Debbie, it's just about us remembering that we're all souls on a journey. We came here as divine beings on purpose to sign up for all of these heartbreaks and losses and challenges in order to evolve our souls and help others evolve.
That's gorgeous. And I know in your book you talk about the story of how you meet your current husband and what that's like, how riveting it is for you when you have that conversation in the hallway. And I also want to put it out to people so they understand there's a spectrum, because I didn't feel that way. When I actually completely enjoyed my experience in my first couple of dates with the man who my beloved right now. But, you know, he got it immediately. I mean, I got it through the picture, and that's what got me to the date. He got it through the picture, and the moment he met me, he was smitten, and he really went after me, but in a very well-paced way. But just because you're not ready by the second date to go, I love you, you know, and all that stuff, it also doesn't...
Well, that's exactly right, Debbie. And, you know, in my book, I've interviewed a lot of people about finding their soulmate, and almost every one of them tells a story like, when I met him, he didn't look the way I thought he would look or something, and so we just became friends for a while. And then suddenly one night over dinner, I realized how amazing he was. And even for me, with my husband Gene, who I'm with, you know, we were both single parents with young children, and we met in the hallway of our elementary school for our kids. And I was a little, you know, exhausted from trying to be a single mom and run a business, and he was trying to be a single dad and run his business. And we met in the hallway, and then intuitively, though, the minute I heard his voice, the minute he spoke, I fell into his energy, and I knew that we had some kind of soulmate connection that was huge, very strong, very important. But I pulled back right away. He pulled back because our priorities were raising our kids, you know, being single parents. So we were friends for over a year before we ever went on a date, because we kind of knew that the minute we went on a date, it was all over, and it was.
That's great, because I think that illustrates it can be looked at like an awakening. Think of a lotus, right? And think of a flower. It doesn't just, boom, open itself up. It's the petals very gently and softly open to nature and to all that is around. And so it can be with relationships. And with that,
absolutely,
I really want to shift and bring in a reading, because Sue is going to do some on-air readings, which I'm so excited about. So love, love, love. Let's take the first person, who is Lisa G. And Sue, I'm going to let you take over with Lisa until we go to break.
Hi, Lisa. Are you there?
I am, Sue. I've been loving listening to what you have to say, and Debbie's story as well. We stories are so good, an illustration of what's possible. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, you know, I do have your birth date, and I've looked at your path, and I work from the numbers of the date of birth. That's my intuitive connection into your journey. And what I instantly see and feel here, you know, you're a very highly evolved master soul. You know, you're on that very sacred path of the 11. So you should, you know, if you don't already, you should be doing what I do, helping people intuitively and guiding them from a spiritual perspective. And the sentence that I wrote down for you was, she's a leader to the divine, a leader to the sacred. And you're leading us into that awareness, into that understanding. And I'll stop in just a moment and ask you a question. But one thing that's really clear also is 2013, starting now in January, you're really wrapping up an old cycle of this lifetime. A lot of letting go, a lot of surrender, a lot of embracing your higher self, your spirituality, kind of going about your business, your love, your life with hands open in surrender, and a stronger spiritual focus than you've even ever had before. Does that make sense to you?
That is so spot on. It's not even funny. That's why you're on this show. That's why you're doing the work. It's brilliant.
And Lisa, are you in a relationship?
No, I've been single for quite a while. I was working, as Debbie put it, on myself. You know, really knew that I wanted to let go of old patterns. I wasn't sure what I wanted the next one to look like.
Well, let me just tell you, I don't want you to get serious about anyone in 2013. Again, I just want you to keep doing this beautiful work that you're doing, work for the world, work for the inner self, the higher self, because next year, 2014, the whole new cycle opens up for you. The door opens for this powerful future that's going to be so much bigger, more powerful than what you do now. And there's love, I'm talking about big love, true love, waiting on the other side of that. So you can go out to dinner with people now, but 2014, you can finally start becoming serious about someone.
Okay. All right, so you keep it really light in 2013, is that what you're saying?
It would be better for you to have male friends who you have spiritual discussions with, who you know, talk to about the meaning of life and maybe go on meditation retreats with. That's the kind of focus of this year for you, but it all begins to change a year from now. You're going to feel, you're going to have these new opportunities coming in for your work. That's going to be very exciting for you. And along with those new opportunities comes this soulmate partner. And it feels to me like you're even going to meet them while you're doing your work. And you will be able to say yes, finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've met the two significant relationships of my life while I was working. So,
yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You have any questions for me?
Only because, I mean, you say keep it on a spiritual level. I'm just asking, are you suggesting I remain celibate and not in a close relationship for 2013?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but yes. And here's the reason, Lisa. You're a highly evolved soul. You're very sensitive. When we have sex with a man, we are energetically entangling ourselves with them. And it can really pull our energy off center, off base. And right now you're in such a beautiful place of transformation and evolution and all these amazing sacred things, and you're so sensitive and intuitive, you have a very high frequency vibration, that you have to be very careful who you let into your sacred self, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Okay. That's good information. Not easy to hear, but good information.
Well, trust me, on the other side of this transition, it'll all be worth the wait.
And the good news is, Lisa...
Isn't it almost always the case?
That's right.
The good news is, Lisa, that in 2014...
Sorry, Debbie?
I will come to your wedding in 2014.
Oh, you know me. A wedding is something spiritual. I don't have any legal requirements. I think I shared with you. I want to have all the choice in the world and know that only He will do, and I want Him to offer the same thing. You know, that's the choice.
Beautiful. That will be exactly it. And you probably will even have a spiritual ceremony, you know, with using tradition things from Hinduism, Buddhism, different traditions to bring sort of a sacred energy to this union when you do are in love. But this person, by the way, who's coming in, is a very old, highly evolved soul. So when you sit and have a conversation with this potential partner, they're going to say things to you about spirituality and life that are going to take your breath away, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, he is so wise and so evolved and so intuitive, and that's how you're going to know it's him.
Ah, somebody who really opens my mind and heart that way.
Exactly.
Okay, are there any other things I should... And well, you know what, I don't need to know what to watch out for, because you know it when you find it, right?
Right. In fact, I never tell anybody about how a person looks, because people get obsessed with the wrong details then.
Yeah, I agree.
Every dark-haired man that they see, they go up and ask out.
I'm with you there. You really have to feel your way into it, and it will defy logic. That's how you know it's, you know, it's like, okay, it's that soulmate connection.
And another thing you can do, Lisa, and I talk about this in my book, is after you meet a person who you think is this guy, and you've gone out on a date or something with them, then you come home and sit down and do a meditation and see yourself 5 years from today in the future standing beside him, holding hands, and note in your body how you feel, how your body responds. So, for example, if your heart chakra opens wide and you feel exhilarated, that's a yes from your intuition. If you feel it in your sexual chakra mainly, that's kind of warning you about what that relationship is about. And if you feel drained or depleted when you see that future, that's a no from your intuition. Okay.
Ooh, that's wonderful. Sue, that's wonderful. Thank you. That's really, really a good tool.
Excellent.
All right.
Yay.
And that's
thank
in my book. That's in my book,
okay.
I See Your Soulmate.
Thank you. Thank you both.
I think that's a fabulous place to find it. Everybody should read the book.
So, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Sue. We are going to take a quick break. Stay with us, please. This is Debbie Dashinger with the Dare to Dream show. We are talking to Sue Frederick, career intuitive, soulmate intuitive, and author of I See Your Soulmate. We're going to come back with more questions for Sue Frederick and more readings. Back in two.
Love, 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 love. I wish you faith. Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
You are beautiful. You are brilliant. And are you ready to move into the potency of why you're here? If you are, then go to bit.ly/dashinger. bit.ly/dashinger. There you'll find 4 hours plus of an audio series called Heal to Move into the Potency of Why You Are Here. You'll hear the amazing Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness in conversation with me, Debbie Dashinger. And what you'll hear are tools that move your energy while listening. So any of those places where you're stuck, where your life isn't working, get the audio series, and that's what'll move and shift you through in real time to getting rave reviews, an audio product that finally delivers. Just go to bit.ly/dashinger. All of life can come to you with ease, joy, and glory.
I'd like to invite you all to a little thing called magic. It's you. You're the magic in the world. You know what? You got to know your magic, because how many times have you driven someplace and got there before you should have? How many times have you had something show up in your life that you really wanted just as if it was by magic? You're the creator of all that. So, magic, you are it, be it. It's a book, it's a possibility, and check out magic, you are it, be it.com.
Welcome back to the Dare to Dream show. This is Debbie Dashinger. Not sure if I mentioned it, but that gorgeous, yummy song we heard, Love is My Religion, was written and performed by Jamie Lula, L-U-L-A. If you don't know his work or have his CDs, Mamma Mia, this guy's off the hook. Very spiritual and very hooked in. So we are talking with the amazing Sue Frederick, career intuitive and author of I See Your Soulmate, Yes I Do, and I Can Also See Your Dream Job. There's not too much I can't see because my name is Sue Frederick. And if you want to learn more, just go to sue@brilliantwork.com, and her website is iseeyoursoulmate.com. So we're back now with more with Sue. And Sue, why should people love anyway? Because there are people out there, probably even some of them who are going to have readings today. They've been through a lot, broken hearts, rejection, death, divorces. You've been through that. I've been through that. Why should we love again?
Because love is the fabric that our universe is made of. If you want a definition of God, it is divine love. If you want to understand how to open your intuition and navigate from your higher self, the answer is feel love, send out love. And when people are afraid of love, what they're really saying is, I'm afraid of not getting enough love from somebody else. And the way they have to turn this around is say, I am now the source of love. I am giving to others the kind of love that I wish had been given to me. And once they get that feeling inside of them that their heart chakra is open and they are pouring out love, fearless love, to all the people around them without a care if that love is coming back, they become happy, they become successful, they attract amazing relationships and soulmates, and it turns everything around in their life. And when we're hurt, we have the opposite approach. It says, I will protect myself. I will not give out any love because I'm afraid I won't get it back. And that is a very negative, energetic place to be, and it will not attract anything good into your life.
Right. and we can push away or we can gracefully pull in just by our beingness. So
exactly.
Strong words, strong medicine. Let's take another caller and let's read Irene. Irene, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Irene.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, Sue.
So, just like I said to Lisa, I have your birth date in front of me, so I have had a chance to look at your path, which I use as my intuitive gateway to connect with your soul. And this show must be rigged because you're another one of these amazing wise old souls, just like the previous caller. You're on the 33 Master Soul Path, Irene, and basically that means that you've come in with the heart of the healer, the compassionate, loving heart of the healer. And it means that when you are ready to step up to this big work you've signed up for, you will be known as the healer, the shaman, the mystic, etc., and that your relationships of love have to be including that sort of awareness, that kind of healing. They can't be based on the mundane. Now, your problem, your challenge is you've got the practical mind of the Virgo, which makes you always sort of tend to want to get all the details in order and be very practical. But hopefully you're learning that the divine is where you're going to find all of your answers and your true love and your true work.
I love what you said, is that this love is the fabric of our universe. I definitely learned that lesson in the last couple of months. Just based on what you said before, I've been traveling around the country for the last couple of months talking about love, and it's just ironic that I'm even on the show. So thank you so much for having me, and I love the title of your book. I think it's wonderful.
So you're already doing spiritual work. You're talking about love.
Yeah, just recently. It just happened about 6 months ago, complete transition, but you're so right when you say you infuse love. Love is all around me now. It's not just with one person, though. It's with everybody I meet.
Oh.
But I would love to have that one love, but it doesn't need to be that way for me. It seems like there's everybody that I meet now. It surrounds me, and it's great. I love it.
And also, Irene, 2013 is a very, very powerful year for you. Your career in this new direction is going to take off, and I want you to write. I want you to be doing some writing, like writing a book about the things you're learning, okay?
Okay, got it.
And there is true love coming, and don't be dismayed, but it may be when you're 40 that this true love comes in. And you can, of course, enjoy yourself with other people, but know that the true love is really there when you're 40.
Wonderful. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was cool, because in your book, I thought I'd never heard of a 33 before. And so we had a 33 on the show. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's a very high frequency path, and everything she said about